Chapter 21.
Maybe they're good dragons,
Ben said.
Good dragons aren't so easily seen,
Bezog said.
Remember the last ones we saw at the crater? They scattered. Oh,
Ben said. Bezog's heart pounded. Dragons were the most exciting things you'd ever see, but only because sighting them was a rare thing, like watching a flower bloom. This was different. Dragons flying in plain sight and coming right at them. Reason for concern.
Brenwar,
he said.
Perhaps we should venture on another course. There's no rush, after all, is there?
Brenwar grunted.
Perhaps.
He tugged at the reins, taking a more westward direction. The dragons, less than a mile away, stayed headed right for them.
This is not good.
Sasha came along Bezog's side.
I can't tell if they're dragons or birds. They're just specks to me. Are you certain they're dragons?
I am,
Bezog said, reaching over and grabbing her palm.
Stay close, Sasha, and have a spell prepared.
What kind of spell? Don't I need to know what kind of dragons they are?
Every dragon had a weakness. It might be an element such as water or fire. It could be sound, loud or soft. Different metals and different magic. If you didn't have what you needed in a battle of mortal versus dragon, they'd rip you apart with their teeth and claws. In most cases, that was all they needed.
I'm not sure. Not without a closer look. What do you think, Brenwar?
Your eyes are better than mine, Elf,
Brenwar said, squinting.
Tell me what you see.
Black wings and gray scales,
he said,
and a smooth oval head. A little more color in the tail, a dark red.
Oval head,
Brenwar said, rubbing his beard.
What about the belly?
Dark gray, almost black, I'd say.
The dwarf made an ugly sound in his throat and pulled his horse to a stop. Brenwar had at least a few centuries on Bezog, and he was certain the dwarf had more dragon encounters than him by far. Bezog also knew that Brenwar had been inside the Mountain of Doom, where he'd probably seen things an elf could only dream of.
Those,
Brenwar said,
if they are as you say, then they are gray scalers.
Why do you call them that?
Ben said.
Because they have gray scales?
It doesn't matter why they call them that,
Brenwar huffed.
What matters is what happens if they come after us.
Brenwar eyed their surroundings. The mountains were still distant. The closest forest was miles away. For now, it was just them, the dragons, and the plains.
Do you know how to handle grayscalers?
Sasha said to Bezog. He shook his head.
All this time with Nath, and I've never bothered to ask him about all the different dragons. You always think you have more time than you have. What a fool I've been.
Whatever you've got, wizard, get it ready.
Brenwar hopped off his horse and slung his trunk on the ground.
Sorceress, see what you can find in there.
He fumbled with Nath's wrappings and pulled out the bow and quiver.
You know how to use this?
He said to Ben. Ben nodded his head, yes. Brenwar tossed it to him.
Load it up, then, and use the moorite.
He started to walk away and stopped.
And aim for the belly when they ain't looking. And don't fire until I tell you.
How powerful are those things?
Sasha said.
Just pretend they're big, scaly dogs with wings.
He winked at her.
A few good licks and we might scare them off.
He looked up at Ben.
Get off that horse, will you? And kneel down in the weeds. They come.